All right. I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I will be what the Word of God says I will be. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. And I have God's favor in my life. Yo soy lo que la palabra de Dios dice que soy. Yo tengo lo que la palabra de Dios dice que tengo. Yo seré lo que la palabra de Dios dice que seré. Yo puedo hacer lo que la palabra de Dios dice que puedo hacer. Y yo tengo el favor de Dios en mi vida. Give yourselves a hand. You just gotta love it, okay? Your hearts are open to this. That's good. Mark chapter 11. I want to read two verses to you. I want to change your life today. I want you to be a renewed and entirely different person at the end of this teaching. In fact, every time you hear this teaching, I want it to happen again and again and again. I want you to have a new life, a new power, a new image of yourself. In Mark chapter 11, verse 23, Jesus said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And when you see that whatsoever, you know that it's not just talking about a mountain. It's talking about anything. "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire." Now we know for sure it's not just talking about a mountain. It could be mountains of challenges in your own life. "What things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." Many of you have heard these verses so many times, you couldn't even come up with a number. But you know these verses. You know these verses. And these verses are talking about the power of words. Prayer is comprised of words. Words have power. Words are a creative force that God has enabled man with. Words are something you can use to direct any given thing at any given time. God created the heavens and the earth with His words. And He's given us the ability to use words today to bring whatsoever we saith to pass, if we believe. Prayer is comprised of words. And God wants us to surround our words with Him in the front and Jesus Christ at the rear. In other words, you pray to God, but you're still using words, and you pray in the name of Jesus Christ. He's our intercessor. And so now we move to a different word level. We move to a different power level with our words. We move into an entirely different plane than any earthly person. Because we use the enablements God has given us, the ability to send our words to God, and the ability of God to receive them through Jesus Christ. And so our words are backed up. They're fortified, they're strengthened, they're given that creative force by God. It's a guarantee. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever things he says shall come to pass, he shall have." You shall have. You shall have. Whatever it is you say, That's the power of words. It's supernatural. But it's available for mankind. Jesus didn't say, start it with God and end it with Christ here. He just said, here's the power of words, folks. Whosoever, anybody, shall say unto this mountain, any challenge in life, any situation in life, any part of life, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever things he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever things he says. Do you know that this now turns into an unlimited supply of whatever it is that you're seeking? Whatever impossible task God has put in your heart, be it to get married, be it to be healed, be it to be released from some type of addiction, it doesn't matter. Whatever impossible task that God has put in your heart, that God has put in your heart, you can move that mountain and you can have whatever it is that you need. You can. Now, the supply is unlimited, and you ask, what is believing? Believing is the use of your words over and over and over again. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, when you speak your words to God in the name of Jesus Christ, when you pray, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and ye shall have them. And so we need to understand the power of words. We are chosen by God. And when we answered the call to become born again, God equipped us with every supernatural ability that we would ever need. It's all within us. It's there. We have seeds of greatness right there within us today. You need to remove poor self-esteem and replace it with a super Christian conqueror attitude, an I can do attitude, a victorious attitude, no longer a victim, always a victor. And you need to have that super Christian conqueror image, an image of a conqueror in Christ. In James chapter 3, we learn of the power of words and of the necessity to formulate the right words. God wants us to be speaking right things about our lives. And it is available to speak wrong things. I teach my kids this every day. In James chapter 3, verse 10, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Do you know that you can either bless or curse your life? Your words either bless your life or they curse your life. Every word that comes out of your mouth either blesses or curses. I tell my kids this. I says, if there's only one thing you ever remember of me, you remember this, that you determine your destiny. You determine your future. And you have the ability to bless or curse yourself. We have a rule in our house. No negatives. Not one. No negatives. Because we don't want any poor self-esteem. The power of words is so powerful that it must be harnessed at every turn. And that every word must be determined in every speech. It's that important. The power of words for most is entirely underestimated. But for you, you must understand that your words direct your life. They make you into you. They make your situations into those situations. Your words are either blessing your life or they're cursing your life. What direction are your words taking you today? What limits have you placed on your life today? Because you're where you're at today because of what you said maybe 4 or 5 years ago. 3 years ago, who knows? But the point is that you're where you are today because of what you spoke into existence. What you continually speak is what keeps you where you are today. And where you're going to be in 5 years, look at the words you're saying now. Because you determine your limits, your boundaries, by the very words that you speak. Your words can keep you down, and your words can lift you up. We want to be to the place where we speak positive words. Where you claim your individual victories. Where you claim your rights as a son of God, your righteousness, your sanctification, your justification. Where you claim being a victor instead of a victim. Where you claim your desires of marriage, or of release from an addiction, or of financial freedom. We must get to the place where we speak positive words over our lives. Because our words either bless us or curse us on a daily basis. You determine what words you speak, no matter how you feel, no matter what things look like. You speak the words that will bring in what it is that you need. You know, maybe others have spoken negative words over your life. Maybe you had a teacher in school that talked you down, or a coach, or a coworker, or a family member. And maybe they've tried to curse you, because words are either a blessing or a cursing. And maybe you're dealing with a cursing today. I'm not trying to sound spiritual, like spiritualism here, folks. But the Bible did say in James 3, a blessing or a cursing, okay? And the fact remains is that if somebody has spoken curse words over you, like, you can't do that, you're always going to be poor. You'll never really be happy because of what happened to you. They say things like that. Those are negative, destructive words, and they're curses. We must get on the offense. The offense is the football guy that has the ball, okay? Oh, ball, offense. He's the one that has the ball. You throw the ball. You throw your life in a proper direction by speaking faith-filled words. Words filled with believing. Believing the word of God. That's how you turn that stuff around. There's no mysticism to it. If people have spoken negative, destructive things over your life, it's time for you to change them. By speaking the positives. By speaking the word of God. You see, there's a creative power in words. And this is something that most of us won't even accept. It just seems too abstract, but it's not. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, "Let there be light." It was all words, and He's transferred a creative ability to us. Now, we're not God, and I'm not suggesting you go create a universe, okay? But I'm suggesting that you use words to change your life because of the power in those words. You can't deny the power in those words. If you hear it long enough, it's going to sink down into your spirit and become you. There are antagonists and protagonists for the theories of positive affirmations. Positive affirmations are saying things like, I am healed, I am blessed, I am righteous, I have the favor of God, in the midst of it not being tangible. But there are antagonists that say, phooey on that. let's use power words. And then they sit there instead of saying, I am wealthy, I am rich, to just sit there and say wealth, wealth, wealth. And their idea is to try to change the subconscious. It's a bunch of baloney. For natural man, that's fine, but for you, it's not. Because you're a spiritual person. You have supernatural abilities, and God expects you to tap into them. God expects you to use your words and to say the things that are not so that they can become. That's what he expects. And so don't go with the world's teachings on some of these things. Go with what you see in the word. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever things he says shall come to pass, he shall have. If you pray and believe, you receive. And the mechanics of believing are simply speaking. You speak them over and over. And if you positively affirm enough times, it sinks down into your very spirit, your soul, and then it becomes you. This is how this works. And it's just amazing. You declare good things about your life every day. You never say negative things about you or about your surroundings. Never. You know, when I get up in the morning, I'll say things like, wow, you look great today. Of course, my wife's wondering how my hair could have stuck up that badly all night. I'd say, well, you're looking great. If I wake up and I don't feel good, I say, I'm healthy. You're doing great today. I speak positive words. You speak those positive words. You've got to get to the place where you speak what you want instead of what is. We don't want to be isers, okay? We want to be people who speak what's going to be. That's all I want to hear from me. What's going to be? My daughter went out with a boy, and he wants to be a cheerleader at the University of Texas. And she said, well, do you think you're going to make it? And he says, of course I'm going to make it. There's no doubt in my mind. He's one of those that speak what's going to be. She couldn't pull out any negative whatsoever. Any little whimper of doubt, any little whimper of worry, any little whimper of fear, it just wasn't there. Now that's something, isn't it? You can do the same thing. No matter how you feel, you say that you're healthy. No matter how you look, you say that you look great and you're getting better every day. One guy said to his wife, I can't wait to get up the next morning every day. And she goes, well, why? Because I just get better looking. I do this all the time. God's planning some great things for me today. God, thanks for your favor in my life today. You speak it because you expect it. And I'll tell you what, you might be a little feeble at it when you first start positive affirmations, but after about a month or two of it, nobody could ever talk you out of it. Because you feel so great, and there's something behind it. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever things he says shall come to pass, he shall have it. And if you pray and believe, you receive. And the mechanics of believing are speaking it over and over to where it becomes you. Speaking it enough to where it sinks down into your very soul. Romans chapter 4. You gotta love this one. You gotta love this one, folks. I want you to understand the creative power of words. And I speak in a strictly biblical sense. I'm not telling you to go create the universe again. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. You need to start calling out the things that you need in your life. You call them out. You call them into your life. You have this ability. This is practiced throughout the Bible. and calleth those things which be not as though they were. If it isn't in your life, call it into your life. God expects you to. Bring it into your life with your words. Now, isn't that prayer? But you can also say these things to yourself because it transforms you. You become transformed by this. And isn't that what your greatest challenge is? To get over that hurdle? To where when you speak the positive things that you need in your life, that you're convinced that you're going to have them. That you're convinced. And there's only one thing I know that does this more than any other thing. It's called repetition. Repetition over time. Over time. I broke my neck years ago, about 23 years ago. I sat up in a chair, like that rocking chair. And I had all this halo brace and all this stuff on, and I was in pain, and day after day, week after week. After about 2 months of it, I said, this is enough. I've had it. This is enough. And I started drilling myself on positive affirmations day and night. The only time I didn't do it is if I was actually sleeping, which wasn't often. I just kept saying over and over, I am healed. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. By whose stripes ye were healed. Over and over, I am healed. I am healed from my broken neck. Always positive. Do you know I had that thing taken off, that brace, and I was totally healed within 2 weeks of doing that. Totally healed. I know people that go to the doctors and the clinics and get on all these kind of medications to take care of all their problems, yet there are the research out now on positive affirmations and changing your life by your ability to speak words has proven that the positive affirmation aspects yield greater results than medication. And people come into these clinics, and there are clinics set up to do this now, and they teach them how to talk to themselves, how to build their self-esteem, how to change their direction in life by saying what is going to be. Because they all come in saying, I could never get healed from this. I can never change. And the first question is asked, do you know one person that was ever delivered from this? Well, yeah, fine. Then it works. You can be delivered. And then they start this whole positive progression, this change of thinking. It's so powerful. So you call in what you need. You call in what you need. And it doesn't matter what the obstacles are. You don't need a bunch of defeat in your life. And you don't want to feed defeat. You want to feed victory. That's why you have to speak positive. You speak positive every day, day in and day out, no matter what the challenge. So you claim your victories. Don't claim your defeats. Don't keep speaking about your defeats. You want to claim your victories. I am healed. I am righteous. I am handsome. I am rich. It's okay to say that. After a few thousand times, you'll see something transform in your life. And when you do these things, you do them with gumption. Got umption for my gumption so I can function, right? That's right. You've got to get some real umption, gumption, function here. It's just got to be alive for you. You can't just go on through the desert of life. You've got to get into the oasis of God's paradise. And you can do that if you change the way you talk. And then everything follows. And it's just fabulous. Why Isaiah 53. God's perspective on this stuff is so astounding. He so believes in the power of words that he expects even the most obstinate of situations to move with words. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. And I really got a kick out of this one. In Isaiah chapter 56, verse 3, 56, not 53, 56, verse 3, Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, The Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree. The eunuch, he's not even allowed to say his real situation. God says, Mr. Eunuch, I know you're under-equipped there, partner, but don't you talk about it. Don't you say that you are a dry tree, which means you can't have kids anymore. In verse 5, we learn that God will bless his people in his words with everything that they do. Verse 5, Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Folks, there's just no limit to the limitless abundance and supply from God to you. But you must activate this by your words, your creative words that determine the direction of your life, that determine what you're going to be tomorrow, that determine what you're going to be in a year, that determine where you're going in 5 years. It's all in the power of words. Oh, you say, Jerry, you don't get this, okay? Now, look at my life. Look at my negatives. Look at the problems that I have. I have gone through this stuff for years, and you're saying I can change it in a couple days? Yes. Yes, I am. If you change your negative, low-esteeming, destructive type of wording to something positive, to something godly, to something uplifting, I guarantee that you will rise above wherever you've been. I absolutely guarantee it. Change your words from negative, destructive words to faith-filled words, to godly words, to believing words, words that are just filled with all the life of God. Because he says, do it. But he does say, don't you say you're a dry tree anymore. Don't you say that you got this problem anymore. Don't you say that you've got this situation anymore. Don't you talk about your negative stuff anymore. Don't do it. That's what he says. If you feel less than you ought to feel as a Christian, maybe you feel that you're estranged from the family of God. Maybe your life is riddled with condemnation for something you've done in the past. Well, he says right there, don't say it. In verse 3, neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, God separated me from his family. Don't you ever say that. Oh, and you hear this all the time out there in the religious world, but don't you ever say that. Well, if it applies for these two things, which are just totally unchangeable, you can't remove yourself from God's family, and if you're a eunuch, you can't have a kid. If he says, don't you ever confess the negative side of things like that, ever. You claim only God's victory, then don't you think it applies to everything else? Well, I do. And I do every day. I claim my victories every day. Challenges are challenges. Obstacles are obstacles. But you have the power to walk over, to tread upon, to utterly annihilate any obstacle that ever comes in your path. And it's all based on what you say. What you think formulates what you say. It's all based on that. And so we've got to restructure ourselves. We've got to reorganize ourselves. Do you know that if you send out positive words, positive powers, they're like these entities that go out. They're enormously powerful. Every word you speak, that you will receive back more than you could ever expect. That's the nature of it. And you didn't design that. That's just the nature of it. Never limit yourself with words. Say what you want to have. Say it. Even if you think you're not smart, call it in. Say it. I am smart. One of my positive affirmations, is I have clear thoughts. These are the ones I say every day. Every day, folks, I wrote them down. And one of them is I have clear thoughts. One of them is I am a powerful speaker. One of them is I am stress-free. One of them is I am peaceful. I am free from any spiritual bondage. I'm a great leader. I can change people's lives. I am righteous. I am perfect in God's sight. I'm rich. I'm favored by God. I have many wonderful friends. I'm handsome and highly attractive. Well, I just get better. Just kidding. No, I'm not. It really does happen. And it happens for you because it's the power of words. I'm a little embarrassed right now. Wait a minute. I shouldn't even say that. Okay.
You are very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So you say that you're kind, that you're loving. You tell yourself what you're becoming. Now, this gets rather interesting. I heard this one story. I heard a preacher teach this teaching, well, some parts of it. I've added some of my own, too. And he had this one example. These guys that wanted to quit smoking. Oh, this one lady wanted to quit smoking. She just couldn't. She was so addicted, she couldn't. And she wouldn't because she thought that if she did, she'd gain weight. That was her dreaded fear. If I stop, I'm going to gain weight because I got to keep putting something in my mouth. And she was just captivated. Well, somebody taught her about positive affirmations. And so she said, okay, I'll do it. She started saying things like, nicotine tastes horrible. I hate cigarettes. I hate the way my clothes smell. While she was sitting there smoking, okay? She just kept saying this stuff. It took several months. But all of a sudden, one day, she picked up a cigarette, and it tasted kind of bitter. She really didn't like the taste of it. Well, it wasn't too long after that that she finally couldn't even stand lighting one up. And this shows you that the power of words, the power of these suggestions really can change things. Well, that's just one example. There's all kinds of stuff you can use for this. The point is that if you start with positive affirmations and you have enough repetition and commitment to it, you're going to see something change. Well, the whole idea of repetition comes up with Abram and Sarah in the Old Testament, Genesis 15 through 17. Do you know that God said, look, you guys are going to have a baby, and of course, 99 and 90 years old, they couldn't do anything but say, well, we're not real sure about that one. Okay? And they really tried to follow God on it, but they just had this problem. And you know what God did for them? Because they had to so change the way they thought of this, that He changed their name. He changed Abram's name to Abraham, which meant father of many nations. He wasn't Abram anymore. He was a father of many nations. He changed Sarah to Sarai, which means princess. Now think about this. How many thousands of times do you think Abraham had to hear from his friends, his colleagues, his family, day after day, hey, father of many nations, how are you doing today? Hey, father of many nations, come on, it's time for dinner. Hey, father of many nations, you forgot to pick up your dirty clothes. And how many times do you think that the princess heard it before she finally started believing it? Hey, princess, how are you doing today? Hey, princess, what's for dinner? And over and over and over, before you know it, the father of many nations believed that he was the father of many nations, and the princess believed that she was the princess of many nations. Now, isn't that something? God had to change their names. But you see the repetition there. And you see the power of words there. And then finally it sunk down into their spirit. And you know what they had? They had a baby. It truly happened. What an amazing feat. God worked with what He had. He'll work with you. So I know He's put challenges in your heart. I know you have challenges that you have to deal with today that seem impossible. But you can do it by changing the way you talk. You can take any challenge that seems impossible. God has given you that dream, that desire. to change this in your life, to add this to your life, to renew this in your life, whatever it is, any category, any challenge that you have in life that just seems impossible. God's put that there. Do you know that? And you can see it come to pass by changing the way you speak. These are so many amazing things. You have to get to the place where you're willing to change. In Joel chapter 3, I'd like to read something out of Joel. I want you to understand that you can just speak these, but if you really want to get serious about it, you can write them down too. There's something about writing things down. And in Joel chapter 3, this puts even more emphasis. Oh, we're not going to do the writing down thing. That comes next. This one is different. I want you to call in, to learn to call in what God has promised you. In Joel chapter 3, verse 10, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. You wake up in the morning and you feel weak, but you don't say it. You say, I am strong. No matter what you're going through in life, you say what you want to be. You say where you want it to go. Let the sick say, I am healthy. Let the poor say, I am wealthy. And let the sick say, I am strong. But don't ever say the negative. You don't need to curse your life. Use your words to change your situation, not describe it. You don't need to describe it. Use your words to change your situation. There's another story. This couple was trying to have a baby, and attempt after attempt failed. Year after year went by, and they just didn't have the child. The guy's name was Joe. And Joe heard about Abraham and said, well, I'll tell you what, I think I'm going to change my name, because Joseph means God will add. And so he went around to all of his friends, all of his co-workers, all of his family and said, don't call me Joe anymore. You call me Joseph. And every time he heard Joseph, he thought, God will add. And before you know it, that wife of his became pregnant and they had their child. God will add. And in honor to that, he named the child Joseph. God will add. It's all in the words. And we have the power to change anything in our lives. I want you to come up and out of where you're at, and I want you to call in by God, through Jesus Christ, everything that you need. And especially I want you to take that challenge that seems impossible. The one that God has put in your heart, that you know you've got to deal with and you know you're going to deal with. And I want you to change it. I want you to see it come to pass by your words. So I want you to start making positive affirmations. It works better than anything I know. I have been a proponent and a practicer of positive affirmations for well over 25, probably going on 30 years. And my life definitely typifies that. Anytime we need something, my wife and I, we start them. I make my kids do them. They have their positive affirmation list that they read in the morning when they get out of bed and at night before they go to bed. And they claim these things. And if they ever start talking about something, oh, I got this, no. We're going to talk about your health. And we're going to claim what's going to be. We're not going to use our words anymore to describe our situations. We're going to use them to change our situations. You want to come over and watch it sometime? It gets pretty exciting. With our words, we are literally prophesying our future. Now, I know this might sound really abstract, but it's true. Because you form your life by formulating your words. You form your life by formulating your words. You decide what you're going to look like, how you're going to feel, how much money you're going to have, who you're going to marry. You decide all of this stuff by formulating your words. There's your power base. It's been there all along. Why, when you got born again, God enabled you with the greatest things that He could ever possibly give mankind. And now we have to learn to use them. Why, you've seen, whosoever shall say unto this mountain how many times? Be thou cast into the sea how many times? Whatsoever he says, if he believes, he's going to have it how many times? It shall come to pass how many times? Now it's time. Now it's time. Now it's time to transform you by what you say, what you speak. And you say it and speak it enough. Now listen, saying and speaking is the easy part. The repetition is what helps your subconscious, which is what sinks down into your soul and changes that. Okay? That's going to take time, maybe. But you say it. You can say anything you want, whether you believe it or not. You can say it. You know that. So you say the positive things that will make a difference in your life. And then you see they start sinking down, and all of a sudden you like that. You feel more positive the next day. You feel like you got a greater edge on life the next day because you're directing your life by your words. This is what you do. You do it day after day, hour after hour. I can tell you what I say on what road I drive in this town because I know how many times in what I say to God. I thank Him for His favor on my life. I thank Him for His favor on my words, on my thoughts, on my works, on the people I work with, on all my projects, on all my jobs. I expect to be the best of the best. And I don't care what kind of person comes my way, I still expect to be the best of the best. I do. It's just expectation now. Well, it used to be feeble. I used to think, well, how could I even say this? In fact, I wonder if I could ever change and feel confident. But I am confident now because I say it. And I believe it. And it's me. I've been transformed. And I'm transforming myself every day. I want you to do that. So I want you to start doing these positive affirmations. Well, what do you do when those old negatives creep back? Well, you just hit it with those words of faith. Those words of believing, those words filled with power, you just hit it time after time. And you just knock it back down and put it in a cage where it belongs. You say the positive things over and over and over, and you never stop this. There's no end to this. This is a day of revolution. This is a time of change. This is the beginning of the greatest part of your life. If you take on the task of changing the way you talk forevermore, you have successfully entered the greatest time of your life. And there's no turning back. Because when you hear those little negatives come back up, you're going to look at it and you're going to say, no thanks, not for me. Get back in your cage. And you blast it with some of those powerful words from the Word of God, and you move your life ahead. In Habakkuk chapter 2, I'll read you the part that I mentioned earlier about writing things down. Folks, what would happen to us if we all took 5 minutes a day to speak blessings into our life? If we took 5 minutes a day, individually, now you're going to have to write these things down to do that, so you get structured, I suppose. But what would happen if we took 5 minutes a day, every one of us, deliberately, set the timer if you have to, and you speak blessings into your life for 5 minutes a day? What would we be like? In Habakkuk 2, verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Are you tired of stumbling through life? Are you tired of tripping on your own toes? It's time to start running through life. It's time to start running across the mountains of your challenges and not sink into the valleys of those desperate moments anymore. It's time to run. Well, let's write the stuff down. it worked with the Word of God, won't it work for you? That's how they got the Word, by the way. It was spoken and then they wrote it on tables. They wrote it down. So if you want to start running in those areas where you've heretofore stumbled, write it down. Maybe you struggle with condemnation. Well, then start claiming who you are in Christ. Because your old past is dead. I don't care what it is you did. It's over with. It's just gone. Maybe you didn't like what you did. It's still gone. Maybe it makes you feel badly today, but you're still Christ-filled. So you've got to start replacing things. My wife and I had an interesting conversation recently. You know how mamas are. They get real wrapped up with the kids. And so if the kid's maybe suffering or doesn't have enough friends or whatever mama perceives, she really feels it. She's really going through that. Now, dad's sitting there going, come on, you know. I mean, the kid's got a life. He'll be okay. She's doing fine. You know, so you got mom and dad at odds here, kind of. But they're a good balance for each other. But I told my wife, I said, wife, do you know that you are entering into a battle that every man has to deal with, where you seek joy, but you're not doing that part. You're just trying to deal with the problems of the kid. But what you have to do is start fighting for your own life, because nothing has the right to steal your joy. Nothing. And if you really want to be joy-filled, joyful, you've got to do something with your words. And so instead of focusing on the kids and their problems, relinquish those things to God and you focus on yourself and claim your rights as a son of God. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Joy and rejoice in the Lord daily. Have God's peace daily. Be worry-free daily. You see, mamas have the right to those great things too. Mamas don't have to get all worried. And so this is how I positioned it, and I position the same for you. If you really want to see things change to where you don't have to get caught up and strapped down by those limiting factors called challenges, you can change the direction of your life by your words. Yes, you can help the person, but you draw a line in the sand. This is as far as I go. You go the next mile yourself. Okay, and then come back and talk to me. And in the meantime, you have the right to your super Christian conqueror lifestyle today. You don't have to be held back by anything. You got a bad boss. You got a bad spouse. You got a bad friend. You got bad finances. Folks, you don't have to be held back by anything. Nothing. You learn where to draw the line in the sand. And you work your best on what you can do, and the rest you give it to God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Hey, you got it made. But you got to tap into it. You got to tap into it. So if you want to start running where you're stumbling, let's write some of these positive affirmations down. You claim what you want. You claim everything that you want. Do you know that some of you guys have spent years speaking so many negative things over your lives? It's time to change. It's time to start calling in what is to be. It's time. Now's the time. No matter how negative you are about you, you start using positive things. Starting today. You might feel that you're the most negative person about your life that ever was. But you can still change. Today, start with the positives. You might feel like you're the most stubborn person. Change. Stop being stubborn. Just start doing this. No better time than now. You have to change the inside before the outside's going to change. It's called intrinsic. Inside. Extrinsic is outside. These are intrinsic changes that must take place for the extrinsic to manifest. So see yourself as God's best, as the greatest you could ever be in any situation, in your job, in your marriage, in your family. See yourself as having God's favor in everything that you do. In a sense, you're recreating your image. You're changing it. You're going from one thing that is to something that absolutely isn't. You're, in a sense, recreating your image. Why not? Why not make yourself into something that you really would like and not have any of the things that you really wouldn't like? So say the most positive words you can say about yourself in your positive affirmations. The idea is to call them in. Call those things that are not as though they were. Call them in. Call them into your life. Yell them in. Scream them in. Demand them in. But get them in! And you don't stop until they come to pass. In Jeremiah chapter 1, this one is just beautiful. I love this verse. I want to tell you something, and I really want you to take this to heart. If you are negative and critical about you, if you are negative and critical about you, you are stopping God's best laid plans for your life. Oh, God has dreams for you. He's got desires for you. He's got plans for you. But if you are negative and critical, you're stopping them dead in their tracks. We don't want that to happen. Now, Jeremiah had this problem. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7, "But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak." God had other plans for Jeremiah. And Jeremiah was using the excuse that he was too young. God wanted him to do something. God said, look, this can happen in your life. And the one thing he told Jeremiah was, say not, I am a child. Don't say that to me. Go do this, but don't say that ever again. Are there things that you need to change in your life that you say about you that are negative? Then it's time to stop saying that you're a child. It's time to stop saying that you can't. And it's time to start saying that you can. To have that I can do attitude. Do you say that you're from the wrong side of the tracks? Do you say that, well, my family could never do that, so I suppose I couldn't either? What do you say that you need to stop saying forever? You need to change your destiny. You need to change the direction of your life. By your words, don't let anything from your past hold you back. Don't let any situation from your past families hold you back. Oh, there's plenty of families that have been cursed. They just pass it down from generation to generation. The dad's the one that starts it usually. Well, we can never have enough money. Well, we can never be like those guys. Oh, I could never buy a new car. And on and on and on. They just limit and strap and constrain the souls of those people within their abide. And it's devastating if you've been limited by situations like that. It's time for you to break the bond. It's time for you to snap the chains. It's time for you to release yourself from those curses and bring the blessings of God into your life. It's time. It's time for you to make a remarkable change and to become a remarkable person and to cause everybody that sees you to remark about you. It's time. It's time for you to show God's favor. It's time for God's favor to radiate from everything that you do. It's time to never hold yourself down again. It's time to stop every limit, every obstacle, every chain, every form of bondage that ever tried to creep into your life. It's time to sever your relationships with the past, things that hold you back, and it's time to gain a momentum and to run, to fly like the eagles, to be swift, to move ahead with direction and an appetite for change. It's time to become what God wants you to be, and you can do it. But don't say you're a child when God says you can become. You can say things like, I'm creative, I'm well able to do whatever it is that God has me to do, I'm prosperous, I'm healthy, I've got the favor of God in my life, I'm well able to fulfill my destiny, to do whatever it is that I'm really going to do in my life, I can do it. And I told you, you want to know where you're going to be 5 years from now? Look at your words today. Just look at them. But don't try to squeeze, sneak away from them, because they're there and they are determining the direction of your life. And so I recommend not only writing down positive affirmations, but from this moment forward, never, ever say another negative thing about you. Never. Or about another person. Ever. Never say another negative thing about yourself or somebody else. You are too great a spiritual creation for any of that nonsense. And the devil uses that to keep people down like hot air balloons that are chained to the ground still. That's what he uses. They're just little quips. Little things. Never say another negative thing about you. You get your mouth going in the right direction, and your life is guaranteed to follow. But if you want to go somewhere, you've got to start speaking that somewhere first. You've got everything you need to live a life of victory, starting right now. Everything. Everything within you spiritually. You've got the Word of God. You've got your abilities. So why not get in agreement with God? For once in your life, set it up and keep it. Get in agreement with God and learn to speak those words of faith, believing, and victory over your life every day. You call in what it is that it's about time you had.